From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Slightly cooler than average daytime temperatures will combine with occasional showers through midweek. During this period, showers or thunderstorms will be most likely to occur during the afternoon and evening hours. Today, these showers should typically be of a benign garden variety, but the chance of thunderstorms will be a bit greater tomorrow, and fully ruling out a renegade severe storm isn't the best idea, as was demonstrated yesterday. From Thursday into Friday, it will start to become more humid, with more widespread and potentially heavy rainfall likely to move in. This afternoon will be partly to mostly cloudy generally with the chance of showers, then scattered showers or thunderstorms developing from the Adirondacks into the Hudson and southern Champlain Valleys and southern Vermont, spreading into southern New Hampshire and the Northeast Kingdom late. It will be cool for the third week of June with highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s from northern hills to southern valley floors. With an upper-level trough overhead and moist soil conditions, this will prevent overly cool conditions at night, thanks to cloud cover and to a good chance of ground fog if overnight clear patches develop. But on this date in 1986, record cold sent the mercury down into the 30s, and in some cold hollows there was frost. In Kirby, Vermont, temperatures fell to 26 degrees, causing damage to leaves on the fully leafed-out trees and turning the outer leaves of some tree canopies black, hence the term black frost. Back to 2017, an unseasonably strong upper-level trough continues to build in slowly from the west this afternoon. The core of this upper-level feature will move in tomorrow afternoon, remaining overhead into Wednesday morning before starting to move out on Wednesday afternoon. Looking forward through midday Thursday, the best chance for thunderstorms will occur tomorrow afternoon and evening. For this afternoon, pre-existing cloud cover and dew points in the 40s and 50s will limit surface-based instability, unlike yesterday when an isolated severe storm developed over southeastern Lamoille County late in the afternoon. The storm brought torrential rainfall to Hardwick, and by the time it got into the Passumpsic Valley, it caused hail to fall and trees to be damaged near St. Johnsbury. The storm then moved into southern Coos County in New Hampshire, where there were multiple reports of half to three-quarter inch hail. Widespread severe weather isn't expected tomorrow, but an isolated severe storm isn't out of the question either, especially if any one location can realize some midday sunshine to help with surface heating. The overall pattern through Friday will be a familiar one, generally a bit cool with scattered showers, but with that being occasionally punctuated by a 1 or 2 day period of increased humidity and potentially heavy rainfall. The more tropical air in this case will be working in on Thursday and Friday. The difference, though, in this case is that the humidity might be sticking around a little longer this time around, at least through the upcoming weekend. In the short-term forecast summary for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy generally with the chance of showers, then scattered showers or thunderstorms developing from the Adirondacks into the Hudson and southern Champlain Valleys and southern Vermont, spreading into southern New Hampshire and the Northeast Kingdom late. Highs from the mid-60s to mid-70s, northern hills to southern valleys, west to northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, variable clouds, scattered evening showers or thunderstorms tapering off, lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s, warmest in the Champlain Valley and in southern valleys, winds diminishing to light and variable. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s south, mid to upper 60s north, around 60 in the Adirondacks, winds becoming west to southwest 5 to 10. Tuesday night, scattered to numerous evening showers tapering off after midnight, then becoming partly cloudy, low to mid-50s, some upper 40s in northern cold hollows. On Wednesday, scattered showers mainly in the afternoon, highs on Wednesday in the low to mid-70s, a few upper 60s across the northern hills. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.